Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astral Mind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian. And tonight we're going to be doing some spiritual counseling, helping those who have crossed over or on the other side or anybody that needs a blessing or a prayer. We're going to bring in my special guest, my brother, and he's a sort of a pastor, and he comes on and he wants to give a spiritual message for those who would like some help and guidance in your life. And we're going to be doing some of that, and we're very excited to have everybody on. Let me go ahead and bring Richie on, and he's our guest tonight. Okay, 480, Richie, are you on the air?
Hello, everybody. Welcome. God bless you all. May the Creator bless you. For starters, I'd like to start out a prayer for everybody out there that needs that special healing. And I think in this, you know, the world that we live in, this life, you know, we all need that special guidance and healing. And, how you doing, Adrian, by the way?
Good. I
thank you for bringing me on tonight. Yes. So what I was kind of talking about is the spiritual healing of, and I do a lot of prayer on people, based off from, yes, the Bible and everything, but, it's all from the Creator God of our Lord Jesus. Now, this, I want to read a scripture from the Bible for you guys. This is one where, it's inspirational, if you will. Let me read it to you. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Richie. That was beautiful.
You're welcome. Yes, the reason why I read that, sorry, Adrian, I need to cut into you. There's always special meanings, and the words of unconditional love, okay? And that's what the world needs in this peaceful, we want the peace in the world. And we see a lot of things that's going on, and all we do see is a lot of negative. And, and the thing is we do need to have a lot more positive,
Yes.
And that's, what I mean. Yeah.
Definitely.
But, like you were talking about, spiritual healing and doing that spiritual healing and guidance, for those out there listening tonight, I thank you and may God bless you for everything, if you do need prayer, you can call in, with anything and what you're battling, I've even done battling of spiritual cleansing, even with my phone is acting up here. Let me go ahead and turn my mic back. Sorry about that, guys.
Okay.
Okay, just a second here. Technical difficulties for a second. Just a second.
Okay.
I'm back. Be back on. Okay, I got you back on.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Good.
My bike's starting to act up sometimes. You know how technology is. But what I was back at saying is now, Aiden, I'm sure that you have met people who needed that, spiritual healing and, spiritual cleansing, spiritual cleansing. Regardless of, is it a demonic possession or evil spirit possession or something. And I know it sounds kind of, I don't mean to sound so, you know, going off, but it is something that we are living in now, and it even has gotten a lot more higher. I think the volume has gotten a lot more higher now, which means that, you know, we're in like a,
Eric,
it's almost like a spiritual.
Yeah.
What's that, Abe?
I said the Holy Spirit wants you to speak. Maybe that's why it's coming up.
Yeah, I do believe that, you know, and he does speak for me. And and that's good. That is good.
That is
and
good.
You know, we all battle through something, regardless of what it is. And I'm sorry, I go on and on and on, Aid. I'm sorry. But,
that's okay.
You know, I apologize, you know, for going on and on. And you know how I am. I really get doing the spiritual healing.
And I was just telling my friend that today on the phone, and she was, her spirit was really down, and I was giving her some spiritual guidance, and she's making a big move and a big change, and I told her that it's really tough to go through those big decisions, you know. But putting our faith in God, putting our faith in prayer, and I believe that, just like what you were saying, the Holy Spirit coming through, you know.
Yeah. Right. And that is exactly right. And it's through all power of, you know, of God. And those maybe believe in something different, you know, and which is, you know, it's what you believe, you know what I mean? And there's out there that people believe in things. But at the end, you know, who do you turn to? You know, at the end, like if you were in your bed passing away, or you were in that, you know, state of pain or something, and you needed that healing, who would you turn to?
That's
and you
true.
Turn to one that cares and loves you unconditionally. And, you know, of course, that's your, you know, your spiritual father, you know, your, God.
Well, we have a lot of callers on the line. Should we bring someone on, and maybe we can do a blessing over them?
Let's bring them on. Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's go with the first caller from the 229
area.
Yeah. You're on the air. You're okay.
Yeah, I'm super supernatural 10, so I mean anybody that wants to. Sure.
229, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hi.
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 How can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call. My name is.
Oh, Melvin. How are you?
Hey. I'm okay, but I just need some prayers and clears about. I had to go get an echocardiogram and a stress test done yesterday, and I'm on that, and they'll put me on the kidney transplant list. But they said everything was okay, but one thing, that my heart like beat real kind of slow, and I thought it was okay according to my cardiologist. But I see my cardiologist tomorrow. But I just want to know, like, what do you all pick up on that? I mean, because my stress level was fine, but they was saying that they may have to look in there and see do I have any clots in there.
Sorry, Ada. You don't mind if I step in for a second?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I have a real, I need to explain myself, but I do, I have a real strong intuition of feeling from other, you know, people, their spirits and everything, what goes from the inside, you know, like whatever's going inside the body or spirit. And, you know, I pick up things that are, you know, that are in trying to take over, you know, like if it's something that is the opposite of God, you know, that happens. And because of us always, see, we don't supposed to be sick all the time. That's not how we, in God, you know, in the, say in paradise, okay, Christ talked about paradise, about heaven. We, like he had told us, right, for the Bible. Now, this is the thing, though, is can we be healed in the name of Christ, in the name of God? And the answer is yes, we can be. And he wants to. He wants to heal you. There, Melvin. He wants to heal you. And I think for this day, you know, you just have to accept that. All I have to say is accept. Are you still there? I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm still here. Yes.
Okay, sir. Sorry, I lost you. You just have to accept. Yes, accept the healing. And he wants to heal you. He's going to heal you anytime and anything you want to defeat. So if anything that you want to defeat, you can defeat it in Christ Jesus' name, you know, in God's name. And, yes, we can have that prayer for you for this evening. And we can have that if you want, if you're open okay. for that.
Yes, sir, I am.
Yes, and first of all, I have to ask a question, if you don't mind if I ask, because I've seen healings happen. Okay, I've seen healings happen. You know, something I'm not going to lie or fib about, because I've seen things happen. But what is your relationship? Do you have a relationship with God, or do you believe in God, or do you have a relationship? You have a, you know, a faith with God.
Yes, sir. I have a strong relationship with my Savior, Jesus Christ.
So you're a Christian.
I pray diligently every day. I set up my prayers and I keep focused on Him, and I ain't seem to take over. I mean, because I can't handle all these. I've been going through a lot of health issues for the last 3 years.
And you accept him. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You accept him
but
for healing.
I have faith in God. That's my all in all.
Yeah. And you accept his anointing. Okay, let me get back online here. Sorry, guys.
You're okay.
Let me get more technology. Hey, how long is your show, Nate?
It's about, I think it's a lot shorter. It's like 30 minutes.
Okay, let's do this. Sorry. I'll have to get a show then. Okay,
but
let's have a prayer.
People could still stay on the line even if we're off the air, so.
That's good. That's great, you know. God's going to make that happen. Let's have prayer for you. Let's get this out of your body and get you back to, you know, back where you was when you know, even as you were younger, you know what I mean? Like back when you never did have any sickness, you know. But we can get back to that, you know. So that's the thing, you have to accept that I want to be back at that time when I never had sickness. Okay, let's have prayer for you here. Okay.
Okay.
And your name's Melvin, right, Melvin? I want to make sure I say your name.
Yes, sir. That's my name, Melvin.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Melvin. Okay, here, let's have prayer here. Okay, you're welcome. Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we come to you for this evening, Lord. We ask, Lord, for your unconditional love, your light, your healing, your anointment, Lord. Jesus, Father in heaven, to heal Melvin, Lord, your beloved child, Lord. We ask to please take this sickness out of his body, Lord. Take all this negativity out of his body, Lord, that he does not want to live with and he does not accept anymore. Lord Jesus, Father in heaven, we ask to please bless out the enemy that tries to strike him down, Lord. We ask to cast him out in the name of Jesus. That all spirits of deception to be gone in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, to please heal him from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head, Lord. We ask to please take this out right now, Lord. Let us please feel this, Lord, that we could feel this coming out right now, right out of him. This is what he wants. He accepts you. He accepts your unconditional love. Please, his Father, Lord Jesus, we ask your presence to please be with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
It's powerful. Oh, it's powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't keep going. Keep going. He feels it. I feel it. I feel that pain. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I get a little emotional. I start feeling it. I'll tell it to my intuition. Okay, get going. In the name of Jesus, we cast you. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, we cast you out right now. Every sickness that bounds him down right now, in the name of Jesus, we cast this out. Father, Lord Jesus, in your precious blood. Lord, that you went on the cross for him. Lord, that you gave him eternal life in heaven. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We see this, thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Powerful.
Wow.
Ooh, man. That got me emotional.
Yeah,
see what I told
you? That, Melvin?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I do.
I can see it going right through. Wow. It went right through me. It went out. So I felt that.
Yeah.
So you're going to see a difference now. You're going to see a difference now.
Okay.
No more, no more sickness. No, I felt that you know, you're not just, you know, some guy coming on saying, oh, no, I'm doing, you know, I'm going to do this and that. No, I felt something.
Right.
I felt something. Something you were battling. It was something that the enemy was trying to strike you. That's what he was trying to do. He was trying to strike you.
Yeah.
You've been
dealing
with this for quite a while, and the pain, and you were just wanted it gone, you know. But I do believe that you have the waters of life of Christ in you, God. He cleansed you with his blood and his water, you know. And thank you for come to the feet of Christ and, you know, at his throne. I thank you, Melvin, and bless you.
I thank you.
God
bless. Yes.
God
you're
bless,
welcome.
Melvin. Thank you.
And bless
okay,
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, brother. You take care of yourself.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
God bless you. Thank
you. You too. Call us again. Let us know what's going on. Take care.
All right. Well, that's,
all right.
That was wonderful. Let's go to the next caller.
One, but
from
you
the
have another
6, 7, 8 area.
You never know what we're going to get. I might be like Bob Larson.
6, 7, 8.
I will
eight.
Get him with you.
All right, 205. Are you there? All right, 111. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello, one. Hello. Hello. Welcome.
Hi, so my name is Vanessa. I have a prediction question for the gentleman Astro, and then I have a blessing from you. I know there's people waiting. So I'm calling from Colorado. I've called this line since 2019.
Oh, yeah. I used to live in Colorado. I know what you mean. I'm in Arizona now.
Arizona, awesome. So
everywhere. Yes, God has led me to a lot of places. How can we help you tonight?
Yeah, so I have a quick question for Adrian, and then a blessing for you to remove any anxieties around me. So the question for Adrian is, I have a male friend that I have some business I need to take care of, and he's not like responding, and I'd like to know if I'm going to hear from him soon. That's my question for Adrian, and then a blessing from you, sir.
Okay.
Yes, I do feel my intuitive discernment does feel that you will hear from this person again. And I feel like this person is going through something right now. And the communication has been so great because a lot of the planet changes that are going on. But we're about to come out of that right now. And when we do, the communication will come back online and you won't see as much turmoil or cars breaking down. Cause I've been hearing a lot of people have been having electronical problems.
Me too, sir.
And that has a lot to do with the planet shifts too. Cause we're going through a major shift right now with the planet. So.
That's good.
I think we're going through a lot of amazing things, right? I think we're going through, like I'm explaining, spiritual war, and I do believe that we're going through a lot of different changes right now. There's a lot.
Yes, we are.
See a lot more. I really don't want to have to say
we're
that.
Battling the, like you said, battling the enemy.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot more. I apologize. Guys.
Yes.
That's my video.
Yes.
We have a quick question for your any deities around me, please. And I know you're a professional. Please, thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was feeling like you're going through something right now, and I feel like with this prayer that Richie has to offer, I feel like that's going to help you press forward through the hard times that you're going through right now, and you might even be feeling a bit of loneliness, because that's what I'm sensing from you is a lot of loneliness, a lot of isolation. And to get out there in nature, I was talking to a friend today, well, yesterday, she was telling me to go out and rub my feet in the grass, get out in nature, and be one with the spirit of the rain and the nature. And I don't know why I'm getting guided to tell you that, but I feel like that would really be real helpful for you.
Yeah, I would do that. I have had 40 things, bad things, 6 weeks now, but I look at his lessons and I'm still here. So that's Earth. We go through all those crazy things. I didn't do any bad things. I don't do any craft. I don't hurt people. I help people. I don't charge people. And I just think that it might be just lesson for me to wake up on something. And thank you for saying that. It means a lot to me.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. What are you feeling, Rich?
I can feel that she has some things going on, and I know that she needs some spiritual guidance, some help. And that's what, you know, you call the right place, and you can call, you know, the 700 Club also, they could pray for you. But, you know, I do feel that, you know, that the power of prayer is one of the best, you know. And it is great to have that, you know, especially having prayer. And we only hope that more people could pray more, you know, for spiritual healing or spiritual cleansing, you know. Are you still there? I'm so sorry.
Yes. And I feel kind of bad because my friend always like calls when I need spiritual blessing, and this time he's had like ignored me for about 3 weeks, and it's got into my bones, because that's not normal. I think I said something I was not supposed to.
So something that isn't supposed to be there, you mean? You're saying something negative that isn't supposed to be there?
I think I said something negative to him on a text message. I didn't mean to, but he's intuitive, and he's been too much on video games, professional Adrian. You gotta always be prepared for anything that comes. And I think it got to him, and I hope he forgives me. Adrian said he'll call me, and I don't know when, but I hope it's soon, because I have a project pending, and that's driving me crazy. But I'm still continuing life. Well, it's things I gotta do. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, and that's what makes it tough too, is that when you know, you want that, not just, you know, not just love, but you want unconditional love. And you want that, you know, that which unconditional love is forever, right? So it means it's forever, and you know, you want to be forever, you know what I mean? And I always like people, I've talked to people who've been like, they've been married for like years, you know, and I've been married for like 23 years, 22,
wow.
22, 23 years. Yeah. And I mean, I've had my ins and outs. You know, we all have our ins and outs, even in marriage and relationship and whatnot. But to really have that connection, it's great to have God in your life, for sure, to have Christ come in and actually fill up your life with your relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do believe in him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we all, like I say, we all battle something in the spiritual life. Are you still there, Ray? Ray, are you there?
Yeah.
No, I lost Adrian. No, there he is.
I'm here. I don't know what happened.
No, it's okay. So what it is that we all battle through the relationship. Now, relationship, because I've had so many back, like, I don't know, you know, which I am 48, so I'm like, I've been there, done that, you know.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, she's here. She's here.
I'm here.
Yes. So if you want me to, on the relationship, we can have that. Well, we can have that, you know, that strong prayer.
Is this a different caller?
Oh, that's not me.
No way. She's still on. She's still on it.
Oh, she's still on?
I'm here.
She's still on. Yeah, she's here. But I'd like to have, you know, I'd like to have a prayer for you before we do let you go, because there's something that you're battling right now. And we want to kind of, you know, in between your relationship and everything, we want the enemy to go as well. We don't want him coming in through trying to affect your relationship. We want that unconditional love for you. We want that relationship, that true relationship of love. So let's have a prayer for you. And so God already knows who you are. He already knows what you go through in your pain. And he just wants to let you know that he loves you unconditionally. So let's have that prayer and give that unconditional love for you and your relationship with your boyfriend. Is that correct, your boyfriend?
I don't know if he's my boyfriend. I talked to him for almost 2 years, but he always gets after me. And I'm always in trouble with him. And this, I don't know what I said this time, but he ignored me for 3 weeks. And I don't know when he's going to – I really need to get this project done, and it's gotten to my nerves. Sorry.
Yeah. Do you want to get back with him? Is that what you're trying to do, is get back to the relationship?
I mean, I don't think I lost him. Did I lose him? I mean, I don't think I did. I think
there's like a knot in there, basically. There's some kind of knot in there that's kind of like – it's kind of like driving you crazy, driving him crazy. So there's this kind of like this knot in there that, and I can feel it. I can feel this. It's like a knot in the middle. And I want to unlasso that knot.
Thank you.
With a power cord. Okay, let's unlasso that knot so you can continue, okay, both together. Because you seem like a really nice lady. You seem like a really nice, really kind, unconditional love. So let's do for you. You're welcome. Let's take that knot out, okay? Because there's relationships, friendships that have that knot, that sometimes the enemy, he puts that knot in there and he just twines it up. Let's take that knot out. Okay, let's have prayer here. Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we ask to please help her with her relationship, Lord. You know who she is, Lord, your beloved. Lord, your child, Lord, we ask to please come in the relationship and her boyfriend, Lord. And though she's known him for a while, Lord, and there's something in the middle, Lord, that I could see, Lord, the enemy. And I ask, Lord Jesus, to please take this away out of from her life and his life, this negativity, Lord, this negative spirit that's in there, Lord, this negative presence. And cast it out, Lord. Cast it out and bring it. I'm sorry, that radio. I'm going to have to turn it off. Okay, I'll be back on without it. Okay, so basically, Lord, we ask to please protect their relationship, Lord, and guide and protect them, Lord, as they go through this, Lord, right now. Lord, to know that you feel their pain, Lord, whatever's going on, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for going in the middle, Lord, and you know, giving this unconditional love for each other, Lord. And one day, Lord, that they decide, Lord, to be together, you know, to be together forever, Lord. We ask to please
Please, Lord, to help the relationship, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we bring peace upon you. We bring that unconditional love from God to you. God bless you. And Lord Jesus Christ, bless you. Thank you. This is thy son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
It's a lighter.
Sorry, guys. My microphone is going. Yeah, the battery's going out. Yeah. Yeah, it's one of
those. Adrian, we're about the end of the show.
Hey, Adrian, real quickly, last time you gave me a blessing that was for energy, could you please bless the nurse say business partner? That's the one that what he said and you said. That's the nod that's giving him negative energy about me. Can you please remove that from our past? Please, both of y'all.
Yes.
God bless y'all. Yes, I hope to talk to you again because I feel so much lighter. And
it
I'm glad I was
gone.
Able to talk to y'all.
It's
gone.
It
thank you.
It's now gone. Yes.
I want to cry. Thank you so much for helping me.
Yeah, I just evaporated it for you. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Did we lose him?
Battery came off.